It's the Green Room on Radio Kansas. Thanks for being with us. If you like music for orchestra, I've got a great way for you to enjoy yourself. Coming up, we have the Wichita State Symphony Orchestra. Is that anything like, right, Dr. Mark Laycock? It's WSU Symphony Orchestra, or just
WSU Symphony?
Symphony
Orchestra. Perfect.
We have folks from the ensemble and some soloists with us this afternoon chatting about that concert. Good afternoon to you all.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for being with us once again, Dr. Mark Laycock. And we have Mitchell Kruger, who's doing a piece by Benjamin Britten, and Katie Comley, who is singing a piece by Charles Gounod. So we'll be chatting about that as we go. And music examples, my goodness, it's what we call the Green Room on Radio Kansas. Thanks for being with us. And thank you again for being with us, Dr. Laycock. Things going well enough? No surprises in your preparations?
Not at all. We're just coming off of spring break, so we're hoping everybody's rested and re-energized. And yeah, we hit the ground running with rehearsal tonight, and we unveil it on Wednesday night for the public.
How many folks are in the ensemble again?
About 65 in the orchestra.
So this is a full-size symphony orchestra.
It
and
is indeed.
You get to handpick, I would assume, really pretty much all of these young musicians. So
yes.
You've assembled a complete orchestra with no missing sections or anything like that.
Exactly. Exactly. We have music majors that form the core of the ensemble, but we also welcome people from all over campus. So particularly in the string sections, you're going to see engineering majors and business majors sitting side by side with grad students who are working on performance degrees.
Do you ever throw in like a saxophone for a horn or something like that? Is that done sometimes in the college setting?
We had a saxophone this fall, actually. One of our premier pieces by one of our faculty composers included saxophone. So we have some fine players on campus.
It's that full ensemble, that lush sound, and you get to hear it in a great setting as well. Fine acoustics. My goodness. I mean, and that's just midweek. Imagine what your weekend's going to be like if you take part in this Wednesday evening.
Exactly.
Well, you have guests here, and would we like to chat about some of that music before we hear some examples from the program?
Please. So it's our annual Concerto Aria concert. And back in November, we had auditions for solo spots, solo opportunities with the orchestra. And we've selected five just real outstanding student soloists, two vocalists, a saxophone, a marimba player, and a violinist. And this is honestly one of my favorite concerts of the year because these students are just so well prepared. The audience appeal is just immediate.
Who would you like to introduce us to first?
Ladies first, as they say. So our soprano, Katie Comley, is singing an aria by Gounod that she can, I'm sure, can tell us about better than me.
Could even give us an example if you like. Good afternoon, Katie.
Hi.
How have preparations been going for this? Did you get a chance to select this or did someone select it for you?
I selected this piece. It's part of my my personal repertoire and part of the repertoire I take out on auditions.
Oh my goodness. So you had an opportunity to put the entire symphony to work for you, whereas maybe, have you in the past performed this with a cassette tape or something like that?
Sure. Yeah. You have your YouTube practice tracks and your pianist. My accompanist is fantastic. This is a great opportunity. It's really exciting.
And I'll bet you the relatives will have cameras going on this one too. It'll be up on YouTube soon enough.
Absolutely.
What should we be listening for? What's challenging about this, or what's beautiful about it?
I love this piece because it showcases a lot of different colors vocally. So it's show-stopping because it's exciting. The tempo is upbeat and it's a waltz. So it's just enjoyable from a listening standpoint, but it has great lyricism. It has great range. And then it also showcases some really fun coloratura sections that are a little bit more agile. And I think really showcase the character of Juliet really well.
Well, good luck with that. We're looking forward to that. The concert also features a couple pieces by Benjamin Britten, and we'll be chatting with a soloist involved with one of those works for voice in just a couple of moments. But Dr. Laycock, you also have The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, a personal favorite of mine. We heard not long ago melodies from the original Purcell melody that Benjamin Britten drew upon, but it was in a different setting. And it's one of those catchy little numbers. Folks will be tapping their feet.
And if you don't know it by name, you certainly know it by theme and melody. So definitely something that the audience will respond to. It's got basically a concerto for orchestra that Britten takes this theme and ingeniously weaves it throughout the entire ensemble, gives every instrument a solo opportunity. And, you know, obviously the intention way back in the day was to introduce the orchestra to younger audiences, but the musical craft is first and foremost.
Wednesday night, 2 days from now, mark your calendar. We've been talking about the fact that the weather could have been anything when they scheduled this concert, but it's going to be easy travel weather to find yourself in a seat there if you so choose. Lots of great material on the program. We had that Benjamin Britten, and a piece for Benjamin Britten that involves a baritone soloist, Mitchell Krueger. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Now, Dr. Laycock, is Mitchell, he's going to tell us here in a minute, kind of like Katie did, but is he lucky enough to have had this work going for a while, and did he approach you, or how did that work out when you selected him as the winner?
Exactly. In general, for the auditions, students bring pieces that they choose that they've worked out in conjunction with their studio professors. And so I often don't know what they're performing until I hear the auditions myself. There's a little bit of communication that goes on ahead of time just to make sure everything's available for orchestra, that we can rent it, we can find it somewhere. But yeah, I'm usually out of the loop and just delighted and surprised by what students bring in.
And this piece is I won't say it's out of the ordinary, but it is something that doesn't happen to be in the Radio Kansas CD library, as voluminous as it is. So Mitchell, how did you stumble upon this?
Yeah, just like Katie, I've been using this piece for auditions, and I've been working on it for probably around a year. Fortunately, Dr. Laycock was willing to I'm doing two, I guess, separate movements. One's more of a legato movement and the other one's a bit more dramatic. So yeah, I've been working at it for probably around a year, I would say. So it's still a work in progress. Probably will always be a work in progress, but yeah, really fortunate to be performing this on Wednesday.
Is it challenging? Is it the edge of a range, or what makes this something you're going to carry with you for a while?
Yeah, I've been finding some trouble in how to portray it sometimes too. I think how I present myself is probably the utmost importance in a performance like this, with I guess how vulnerable the music is in Billy Budd. So yeah, it is very it's difficult in the second movement. I have a dramatic section that's a little bit rangy. But other than that, it's just a lot of long lines, you know, breast support, thinking about all of the fundamentals. So yeah, it's you get to see a lot of different, I guess, colors, you know, as this character, Billy Budd, struggles with his morality in understanding and grappling with the idea of, is it right for him to die and to be kind of, I guess, framed like this, and how he accepts it. So
sounds like a climactic moment.
It definitely is.
Do they still have cliff notes in college? In my day in college, they had what was called Cliff's Notes, which was basically a little thin pamphlet that gave you the short version of a major work. So this is kind of like the Cliff's Notes of Billy Budd for you, if you want to take in a few minutes rather than seek out a full performance. Dr. Laycock, so we've got his Britten, we have the Britten we heard, and then do you have other pieces for orchestra aside from the accompaniment to vocalists?
Well, we wanted the focus to be on the student soloists. And so traditionally, we'll open with a short overture. We have a piece by contemporary composer Chris Rogerson called Luminosity, just a 5 minute orchestral fanfare, if you will. And then, yeah, we go straight into the soloists at that point. The Britten at the end is about 20 minutes. So, yeah, the focus is mostly on the student soloists who are just exquisitely prepared.
How long has Luminosity been out there? I think I've heard our evening concert programs on Radio Kansas. I've heard that come around. So this is something that's kind of having a moment, I think, nationally and internationally.
Early 2010s, I think, is where it dates from. So yeah, 10 to 15 years. I think it's, yeah, like you say, it's starting to. I wouldn't say it's a repertoire piece yet, but I think more and more conductors are discovering it.
Well, again, Katie, thanks for being with us here. This would you like to set us up where you are again doing the Gounod, and where does
Yes.
that come in the concert?
I believe it's first. Am I correct in that?
And I don't have the order in front of me. Yeah, I think you're definitely on the first half. I think we have the Luminosity. I think we have Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso soon after that. And I think Katie, you're third. You're the first of the vocalists. I think you're
Yes.
third on the program, if my memory is correct.
So, Dr. Laycock, do you know by chance who is the soloist in the introduction and Rondo Capriccioso?
Yes, I just got out of class with him, as a matter of fact, Isaac Wu. Who serves as our concertmaster. He's a fantastic violinist.
The Wichita State University Symphony Orchestra is performing the Saint-Saëns and other works this Wednesday evening. Again, the concertmaster of the ensemble is doing the introduction in Rondo Capriccioso. And that's just one of the student soloists featured in a full program. And we're lucky enough to have a couple of student soloists with us. During that last piece, we were talking about the various roles that their selections play in the larger works or the larger scheme of things that their com the rel the related composer may have developed. And it sounds like a great concert. So Dr. Mark Laycock, thanks again for putting this concert together. A real gift to the artistic community, I think, of
Oh,
Wichita this time of year.
thank you. And it's a real tribute to our students, to their work ethic. It's a tribute to our faculty here, not only performance faculty, but the theory, the history that they learn. It's just a great showcase for the School of Music.
And this is Wednesday evening, beginning at exactly when?
7:30 p.m. in Miller Concert Hall, which is just right here in the Dirksen Fine Arts Center.
Parking immediate.
Yes. Yep. And
So.
tickets are available right there at the box office and get them the night of.
So, Katie Comley, you have butterflies yet? Or are you not one of those folks?
Not as much anymore. I maybe get a little jittery right beforehand, but not too bad. Not too bad anymore.
Mitchell, sounds like you've got this in hand.
Who knows? No, it'll be fun. We've been working on this repertoire for a while, so there's really no room to be nervous,
The seat of your pants, baritone. Mitchell Krueger, thank you so much for being with us. Katie, thank you. And Dr. Mark Laycock, thanks for putting this all together. So
Thank you,
glad
Ben.
to have the three of you. And best of luck this Wednesday night. And again, you are lucky enough to have the ability to go to this concert Wednesday evening at 7:30 in Dirksen Fine Arts Center. And just part of what Wichita State University has coming up this season. We talked about the Oratorio. Their annual oratorio concert coming up later. So if you like this format of student soloists and full orchestra, then hang on to your hat because it just goes up from here. Thanks again.
Yep, thank you very much.